Hello and welcome to this special episode of the Belgian Football Podcast. My name is Scott Coyne and I'll be your host for this episode, this special episode of the BFP. This is going to be our preview episode of the upcoming Belgian Cup final between Standard Liège and Genk, which will be played on Sunday the 25th of April at the National Stadium in Brussels, the King Bedouin Stadium. Of course, the winners of the Cup will also secure a shot at Europa League football next season as well. As ever with all of our specials, we're joined by some special guests. And on this occasion, because it's the Cup final, we have not one but two guests to give us the inside view from both the Standard and the Genk camps ahead of the game. But before we do that, let's just have a very brief overview of the history of the Belgian Cup and a look at the relationship that both Standard and Genk have with the trophy. So the Belgian Cup is, of course, the principal knockout football trophy in Belgian football, and the first cup took place in season 1911-1912 and was actually won by Racing Bruxelles. Since 2015, the cup has been referred to as the Croquet Cup, as for sponsorship services and purposes, that's a reference to croquet crisps. Personally, I prefer cheese and fries with my beer, but, you know, each to their own. So both Standard Liège and Genk have a very illustrious relationship with the trophy, actually. Standard have contested the cup finals 17 times, winning it 8, most recently in 2018 against, yep, you've guessed it, Genk. Genk, on the other hand, have contested the final 5 times, winning 4, most recently against Cercle Bruges in 2013. So that's a nice little overview of both sides' kind of relationships with the trophy. Now, we promised you guests to give you an inside view from both camps, and we're absolutely delighted to be joined here at the BFP today by Mario Bronckerts, who is president of the official fan clubs of Standard Liège. How are you, Mario? Welcome to the BFP.
Thank you, Scott. I'm fine. Thank you.
And we've also got Laurens Grossard with us. Laurens is one of the hosts of the Genk fan podcast, Terrell Talks. How are you, Laurens?
Hey, hello. How are you doing? I'm fine, by the way.
Good. Good. We're all good here at the BFP. We're absolutely delighted to have you both with us here to have a little chat about the upcoming big game. It's going to be a big week, particularly this coming week as we're in the kind of final run-up to it now. I thought we might start by just having a little chat about how both of your sides got there. We'll start with Standard, obviously beating Kortrijk on penalties, then beating Club Brugge in that kind of controversial game, and then beating Eupen in the semi. How's the journey to the final been for Standard this year, Mario?
Standard is it's always a team with a special relationship with cup matches. The championship is not so easy for us, but it's strange. But when there is a cup match, a team like or a club like Standard is always present, you know. As usual, every year, we had 1 year when we were knocked out by Knokke, but that was a special year. But our team that's very special to Standard. The relationship with the cup. Okay, there were some strange matches, like you said, against Bruges was very strange. But for us, it's one of the most important things for the moment at Standard that's playing the cup final. And a cup final or the matches before the cup final, it's 90 minutes. You don't have to count like in the championship. You're going to count the points. And when you lost and you pick up the next week for another match. But a cup match, even the pre-rounds, you have to play 90 minutes against the other side, the other team. And you have only 90 minutes. And when you lost the championship or the final or the way to the final is finished.
Yeah, that's an interesting way of looking at it, actually, isn't it? Because the, you know, cup football can be a nice relief from the domestic game and can kind of free players up as well. So I think that's a really good point, actually. And sometimes, you know, if a side isn't having the best of seasons domestically, I know Standard have not had as good a season as they would have liked, then, you know, the cup can be, sometimes it's a distraction, at other times it's a plus as well, isn't it? That's right. What about, you know, from your perspective, Laurens, you know, how's the journey to the final been for the Genkies this year?
Yeah, it has been a very short journey this year because the first game against Testsport was forfeited, so we won that game with 5-0. against, like, I think it's a third division team. And then after that, it really caught fire. We beat our biggest rival, STVV, with 1-0, which was a great win. I think Onuachu scored in the last 5 minutes of the game. So that was a really thrilling game. And then, yeah, we beat KV Mechelen with 4-1. That was a very good result for us. And then I think the biggest surprise was the fact that we won at Anderlecht with 2-1 after receiving a red card. So it was a very intense game. And I'm really happy we won that game. And I think we're ready for the final.
So looking forward to it.
I'm looking forward to it, yeah.
Yeah.
With a lot of confidence.
Yeah. No, that's good. It's always the best way to go into a game, certainly, you know, feeling optimistic about it. Just kind of coming back to Standard for a second, Mario, does the fact that, you know, you guys have had kind of quite a disappointing season domestically, does that place more importance on the cup final? Would winning the cup, would it make it a better season than it has been domestically?
Yeah, exactly. Our season is... Yeah, it's a little bit of a disaster. We have lots of troubles. The license at the beginning of the season. We have the change with the coach and the press also. It was not a very good season, and the results weren't there. So our season is lost. Maybe we're gonna play a playoff two, but that's still to be confirmed. But the only way to have a prize this year is the cup. But the cup final, it's not going to be easy because Genk is going to want to take revenge.
Yeah, for 2018.
Certainly for 2018 when it was very cold. I never had so cold.
I think it was like minus 12 degrees, and I was inside the ground, and it was just a horrific experience for the average Genk fan. Like, I think I forgot his name, who scored in the extra time in the 19th minute.
Edmond.
Yeah, indeed, Edmond. So it was a shock. Like, I saw it happening. Vukovic looked terrible there, our goalkeeper at the time. And it was a great win for you guys and a very cold and terrible evening for the average Genk fan.
I was going to ask both of you, actually. Obviously, the 2018 final is still very fresh in everyone's memory. How much of a factor do you think that game might be in this year's final?
It will definitely give our players some motivation, obviously, because, you know, the memory is fresh of that game. And I think our players definitely want to prove themselves. John van der Brom is a very good people manager as well, so he will definitely use that argument to motivate our players. So I think it will definitely have a positive impact for us.
Anyway, when you are a player in a team and when you are coach, when you are not motivated... to play a cup final, yeah, I don't understand, you know, because it's so a special match, and yeah, I know the players are not anymore the players that we have 20, 30 years ago, when there are very, very club players that doesn't exist anymore. Lawrence, you're going to say the same as me.
Of course.
But a cup final stays a cup final, and certainly for Standard, when you have to, Genk have still the playoff one, they have still the opportunity to play for the title. Mm-hmm. But on Standard, we have only the cup when you are not motivated. And I have also said it this week at the club, when the players don't want to play or they don't see the importance of the game, the cup final, yeah, okay, that's the end of the football.
Yeah, that's true. I can definitely agree. I think that's maybe the biggest advantage for Standard, the fact that they've only one more thing to look forward to, and that's the cup final. So that makes it also quite dangerous for us as well to underestimate that fact in particular for Standard Liège. But I think for us, we just want our revenge for the lost final in 2018. But because before that, we were always a true cup team. We beat Standard with 4-0 in the year 2000. We beat Club Bruges with 4-0 in the 1998 final. And then, we also beat Mechelen and Cercle Bruges along the way. So we were a true traditional cup team. And the final from the year 2018 definitely had a very detrimental impact on that reputation, I would say.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Lawrence just mentioned John van den Brom being a good people manager, and I wanted to ask you about Mbaye Ley, Mario, and kind of his position at the moment, and whether do you feel he has to win the cup in order to guarantee he'll be there next season? Is there a sense amongst the fans that is an absolute minimum? Or do you feel that regardless of what happens in the final, Mbaye could and should be there next season as well?
Bayern is a winner. He was a winner as a player, and he is also a winner as a coach. The impact he had on his players is when you see Montagnier last year, and then he came and Bayern, the impact and when how he's talking to his players, it's a little bit like John van den Brom, also a people manager, you know. But Bayern is aware that he have to win the cup. That's normal. That's the minimum. Yeah, he's gonna ask it also on his players. That's the minimum. Now for next season, if he's gonna stay or not, I don't have the answer because there are a little bit changes in the club, and all depends on the results. Okay, that's normally also the money. When a buyer wants to stay, and the club. He wants that he's staying on standard. There is money involved. So I don't have the answer for next year. I hope personally, and a lot of supporters also, I hope that he's gonna stay because now he have six months. But what you gonna prove on six months? Not enough. You have not enough time. So you have to give him the time. To build the team, the team is there, and you have to see it next year.
I do agree with you. I think that Mbaye is the perfect match for your Standard. I think you guys both have the same philosophy, and I think as a coach, he's definitely a good fit for your team.
Yeah, you have to give him the time because 6 months for me personal, I'm talking personal, it's not enough to judge the quality of a coach.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And we're gonna see it next year. I don't have the answer if he's gonna stay or not because many things could be changed. And also in football, you know, today it's like that, and next week it's otherwise. So you have to give him the time, and we'll see next year. But lots of fans want that he stays on Standard.
That's interesting actually, because I was keen to ask you whether there was a general feeling that he should be kind of giving the post. I mean, we've obviously been watching Standard and Genk, you know, as we have everybody kind of all season, and we certainly the BFP think he's doing a pretty good job, and I've seen some signs of some progress in the short time that he has been at Standard. So it would certainly make sense from our point of view, regardless of what happens in the cup final, win or lose, that he'd be given the chance to kind of continue in post. I think that would probably be the wise thing to do, that's for sure. I wanted to ask actually about kind of just the way both sides games have been panning out this season, and what I'm thinking about is, you know, Lawrence, you'll know this, kind of Genk tend to start games very strongly.
Yeah, even yesterday against Antwerp, the first 30 minutes were absolutely fantastic, but then we just gave it away. So that's indeed a very big problem for our team, and yeah, it has proven to be a very big problem for our team during the season. So I'm a bit afraid that it can result in the same, you know, kind of thing in the cup final itself. So I do hope that we can quickly score, let's say, two goals, although last game has shown that that is not even a guarantee that we will win the game. So it's a big problem for us, and we're definitely aware of it.
It's an interesting one, that, as well, because obviously Genk are playing a side here who in Standard, who certainly this season have been finishing games very strongly, haven't you, Mario? The last 15-20 minutes of a lot of games for Standard this season have been their best spells, and that's when they've been scoring kind of most of their goals. So when you look at, you know, the way that games have gone for both sides this season, it's certainly set up for, you know, a very interesting game. And when you take into account that it's obviously a one-off game as well, that the league form is almost kind of irrelevant here. It's interesting. How do you feel about that, Mario? You know, knowing that Genk tend to start games well but finish them less well, but Standard are kind of the opposite.
This is a cup final, gents. A cup final, you can't say, the cup final is gonna. It's not a reflection of the championship. That's for sure. And in our case, Standard, we have the problem this year. There is one match when we are very strong, we are very offensive, and there are matches that we don't touch even a ball, to say like that. So in this season, who is very irregular, And there are strong matches and no strong matches. It's very difficult to say now. It's how it's gonna end or how it's gonna develop the final.
Yeah, and especially because there are no fans allowed in the stadium, that will have a very big impact on both teams' performances as well, because both Genk and Standard have a very ardent supporters base. So it's also interesting to see how that will develop throughout the game, because both teams are used to play in very heated circumstances. I'm looking forward to see how they will manage.
That's a big problem, man. A cup final without fans, mm-hmm. and we all know in Belgium the relationship between Genk and Standard is at least hot.
It's very heated.
It started with Steven Defour, and mm-hmm. it's also the impact of. Limburg. Mm-hmm. In Limburg, there are many fans of Standard.
Yeah.
And there is a rival. There's a certain. Yeah.
So there's a very fierce rivalry between both teams. I think it all started a bit in the 80s when a lot of Limburg players from Limburg started to play for Standard Liège. And because of that, Standard has a very huge fan base in Limburg as well. So that causes some sort of geographical tension between both clubs. And, that's why this fixture is so interesting as a cup final, because it's between teams, between two clubs who have a very, let's say, special relationship with each other. And then to play this cup final, in front of, let's say, zero fans, it's just terrible. It's a sad day for football.
Well, because they were this week. Also, I had communication with the president of the fan clubs from Genk. Mm-hmm. So they're asking to do a tifo, but no one is allowed. So the stewards have to do a tifo, mm-hmm. but we are not, our side on Standard, the ultras, they have said no, we don't gonna do this. But because a tifo without the audience, without the ultras, and I think in Genk it's the same. They don't gonna do a tifo. The only thing that we gonna do is the flags of our supporters clubs in the stadium. But that's all, because nobody is allowed to go inside. Only the stewards. So it has to be the television. It's the way it's gonna be. It's not the cup final. But...
And that makes it so difficult to predict what the ultimate score is gonna be.
Brings that added unpredictability to things. Yeah, that's for sure. I was going to ask you both about kind of team news as well. We'll start with you, Lawrence, at kind of Genk. Are you expecting kind of Ito to be fully fit? I know he took a knock recently as well.
Yeah, at least I hope he will be fully fit. But John van der Brom said that he had just had a very minor injury, so I think he'll be fit. I'm just so happy that we have finally recovered Brian Hayner, because he's our mission link in the midfield. He's our true midfield anchor. So I think when we can hit form, we'll be ready for Sunday. But I think we will definitely recover Ito. Yeah, no worries.
So you don't have any kind of other fresh injury worries? You think you'll have a full squad?
Nope. Not that I'm aware of, at least.
Yeah. And what about Standard, Mario? Are there any kind of injury worries there? Or
no, normally not. But we have to play today. I don't think that's the whole team. I think Mbaya is going to look a little bit to give some rest on some players. I hope so, that he's play his game and not the game of Genk. You don't have to adapt to another team. And when I see here Muleka, the last two matches, he was very good to score. So yeah, I hope that he can continue also in the cup finals together with Klaus. Because it's a Bayern who's gonna make the team, but I think he's gonna playing very offensive. That's my when you're not playing offensive in the cup final against Genk, and you let Genk play their game. I think we're gonna have a problem, a big problem.
Yeah, but for us it's an advantage as well to play against teams like Standard, because we like to play against very offensive teams. Although, let's say our last game against Anderlecht in the competition was a very bad rehearsal, but normally we like to play against teams who like to play football, because that creates space for us as well, and we have very quick wingers and wing backs who can definitely make that as an advantage to them. So I'm curious about how Standards is going to play like and how Genk is going to present themselves on that day. Yeah.
I can't even imagine that Mbaye Alaia is going to play defensive at the cup final. I can't even imagine it.
It could be a good strategy though against Genk, because I mean we have our weak spots in the defense with our Colombians. Like, they're very good football players, but they make so many mistakes. It could be good like to play on the counter against us. That can be one of our weak spots. So it could be a good strategy for you guys.
I know Mbaye never playing offensive. It's more like a steal for Michel Perdomo or Montagnier even. But I expect two offensive teams at the cup final.
Yeah, definitely. We hope so, yeah. It's interesting, Mario, to hear you talking about, you know, the kind of offensive approach, because here at the BFP, like, when we've been watching Standard a lot this season, I think we've certainly seen an improvement when there's been two playing up front together. So when Mbaye Alaia plays Klaus and Malika, for example, that was something that we'd kind of been talking about and hoping that Mbaye Alaia might do before he actually started to do it on a regular basis. And I think, I don't know how you guys feel, but I think Standard look better and have more of an offensive threat when both Klaus and Malika are playing, because we think that they seem to complement each other very well. Their natural games produce the best in each of them.
But Standard is also be a team for years already who has playing offensive. It's with two strikers normally. But when you talk about complement between Klaus and Muleka, there are two different types of offensive players. He has waiting a long time to let them get together. But for the moment, I think that's the best composition with those two players at the offensive compartment. That's my opinion. We have also Balikwisha, but he is still young. And when you see it, a little fault he committed, but that's experience. You have to give him the time. He's 90 years old.
But I think that Klaus can play a huge role in the cup final as well, because he's been very good. Yeah. He's been very good for you guys.
He's very good. Yeah, he's very good. But we have to wait. We have to wait. I don't know. But my opinion is gonna. That's the way he's gonna play with Klaus and Muleka. That's what I think. He's gonna start anyway with Klaus and Muleka.
Yeah. That's interesting, actually, because that obviously gives the Genk backline a lot to think about, having those two guys to kind of keep an eye on. So that'll certainly keep them on their toes, won't it, Lawrence?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And that's why I would opt for Mark McKenzie as our central defender in that game. Normally, Cuesta and Lukumi, they're let's say the favourites of the coach, but I would definitely opt for Mark in that game, because he can literally mark a striker. He can literally, let's say when Klaus wants to go to the toilet, he will just go to the toilet with him. So that's why I definitely would opt for Mark in our central defence, our lineup there.
Yeah, I think it'll be really interesting kind of to see how that battle plays out. I think there'll be a lot of activity, a lot going on there. I'm just going to ask you guys about what are your plans for watching the match on the day then?
Well, you could go first, Mario.
Oh, it's a little bit strange, because normally when you are president, I'm president of the federation, but also president of a fan club, and fan club with 1,000 members and season card holders. So when you have a final, you have to do the ticketing, you have to arrange the buses, and whole over organization. So there is a lot of stress before the game. Now, in these circumstances with COVID, there is nothing. Yeah, there's only the game. So it's a little bit strange for me, and we can go to the stadium. So it will be the television. Mm-hmm. Now the excitement is always there. Even the night before, you are already occupied with the game, but it's not the same than when you go to the match. So I think I'm gonna look it the way that I look the other matches. Even when it's a cup final, but I think when they score, I'm happy, but I don't think there's going to be a difference between watching on the TV, watching myself championship game or the FA Cup final.
Yeah, I mean, the whole build up is a bit different. But so let's say this final has a different feel to it. But me in particular, I haven't planned anything yet. Maybe I'm going to watch it with my dad, maybe with some friends, maybe even with my girlfriend. I'm not sure yet. I'm just a bit disappointed that the game will be played on Sunday at 8:45 in the evening. I think that's a bit of a bummer. I think a cup final should always be played in the afternoon, maybe at 3 p.m. on a Saturday or a Sunday. That doesn't really matter. But yeah, that's a bit of a shame, to be honest.
Yeah, that was a bit of an odd kind of decision when it was announced, I think, wasn't it? Kind of call.
Yeah, I think it was an instant decision because they hadn't decided on a date and an hour yet. But I think then in the last two or three weeks, yeah, they just decided to play at 8:45 p.m., which is, I think, not a great date for a cup final.
Yeah.
I think there are certain circumstances or there is a reason why they have to.
I mean, there will always be a reason, but I mean,
the reason is, yeah, you have the TV rights.
Of course, yeah.
Turkey Cup is TV rights, and I don't... the afternoon, is there some important sport on the television? I don't know. Perhaps that is the reason. Also, a reason is the
yeah, the evening curfew. I'm definitely aware of that.
The evening curve was because that's my personal opinion. I think they are a little bit afraid to have fans around the stadium, and when the fans have to go at home at 12:00 or 12 p.m. And the match begin at 4:00 afternoon. Yeah, okay, there can be some problems. That can be give some problems when the match started at 9:00 or 8:45, and there is even penalties where it's gonna take some time, and the risk to have fans around the stadium and the clashes between, perhaps clashes. That's
yeah, that's true. I actually have a question. I actually have a question for you, Mario. Has Standard planned anything yet for the fans in case of a win? How are they going to organize it? Are they being creative? Let's say, because in Genk they're actually thinking of organizing stuff, but obviously you have to be creative in these circumstances. But I'm just wondering if you guys have already planned something.
But problem is, you can be creative, but you have rules to have follow and crowd together is not allowed. You can be, even when you want to have a little party, imagine a little party in Liège, it's impossible you have to follow the rules. So we look, and the ultras look also what they can do or something before the game, perhaps. But after the game, I think that the risk is too high, and there is a risk or to have many problems.
Yeah, to have many fines as well.
Lots of problems. So I don't think it's, and that's my opinion, my personal opinion, that create something with many crowd or many people. That's not a good idea in the circumstances.
Yeah, you have to adhere to the rules. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a problem. I want also a big party when we win the cup final, and we're gonna win the cup final. That's no doubt about it, Lawrence.
I was just wondering, even from the perspective as the club itself, Standard, because they have to organize something. So I was just wondering if they have scheduled anything, whether it be an online celebration or something like that. I was actually just wondering if they have anything planned yet for that occasion.
We have a little Standard TV, for example. That's why I went to the club this week. They start tomorrow with 5 days an emission on players, that especially for the cup final. There are also the supporters. So every evening this week, they're gonna be on Standard TV an emission special for the cup final. But for the rest, what you can do. And it's not so the problem to organize something. You can organize something, but after the game, what you're gonna organize to celebrate that you win the cup final? Because celebrating a cup final when you win the cup or a prize, you have to do that together. Mm-hmm. You can do that. Yeah, can do that online. But where is the feeling? Where is that's gone? That's completely gone. So I think to organize something after the game
will be nearly impossible.
Very difficult. Very difficult, I think. Yeah. What the ultras? So I don't know. Perhaps when we win the cup, it's possible that they gonna greet the players when they come back from Brussels. That's possible, but that's not something that we can build up or that we can promote, because you may not do that. With the rules, you can organize.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that's certainly going to add to making it a what is hopefully going to be a kind of great game as well, and a memorable one on lots of levels. Thanks so much for joining us, guys. It's been really useful and interesting for us to be able to give our listeners a little insight into kind of both your camps ahead of the game, and we're really hopeful it's going to be a memorable game for lots of reasons. So best of luck to both sides, and fingers crossed that we get a cup final to savour.
Thank you for having us, and I'm looking forward to it as well. So good luck, Mario, with Standard, but obviously I hope that we will win the game eventually.
Also to you, Lawrence, good luck. Then I hope also that we were going to win again.
May the best team win. Let it be blue white.
2-1 for Standard, I think. That's my 2-1. Scott.
In the cup final, I always say 4-0, so it's going to be 4-0.
just for our listeners, actually, as well, Lawrence, how can BFP listeners kind of access Terrell Talks, the Genk Fans podcast?
Well, they can access us, they can find us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and on terrelltalks.castos.com. They can even sponsor us. We have a dedicated page on Buy Me a Coffee. There, people can buy us a coffee, and then we can, obviously, with that money, we can attract better guests and to organize ourselves a bit more professionally. So, please be welcome on our page on Spotify. I think that will be the most easy way to find us for people. So you can find us there.
Brilliant. That's great. And also Terrell's most recent episode's got a fantastic interview with Mark McKenzie as well. And we would absolutely encourage our listeners to go and have a listen to that. It's a fantastic interview with Mark, where he talks about a wide range of subjects. And how about you, Mario? If someone's looking to kind of find out a bit more about Standard or get in touch with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Oh, the best way for Standard, for the club, it's on Twitter. Twitter, they have an account, very active account. Also on Facebook, very active account, Standard de Liège, the official account. Also Instagram. For me, the most easy way for me, you can reach me by Twitter or by Facebook. But we have also a Facebook page of the Federation, La Famille des Rouges, is the Federation. But there is also an email address when someone wants to join me or ask some questions about or want to be Standard supporter. You can always reach me by that way.
Brilliant, fantastic. We'll certainly make sure we share all of those details again as well on our own social media here at the BFP. Well, I think that's just about it for this special Cup Final preview episode of the BFP. As ever, special thanks to Joseph McDade for providing our intro and outro music. And if you'd like to get in touch with us here at the BFP, you can do that in a number of ways. You can do it on Twitter at Belgian Podcast. You can also email us, belgianfootpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram if you search for us there. So thanks for listening, and we'll be back with you again soon for another Belgian football podcast.